to another midweek message. Good to be with you again. So we are going to read from Hebrews 6 together. So if you've got the Bible and you want to read along, that would be great. So Hebrews 6 and verse 17. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath. So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So today I wanted to talk about the anchor that we have. We have a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place where Jesus has gone. So I wanted to talk about the purpose of an anchor on a ship and how we have the anchor of our soul if we're living with Jesus. So I don't want to be a naval expert, and if I say something of you, all you people who know about sailing, then you'll just have to apologise now. But I've looked up a few things, and number one, the first thing it says is the best way to fight a storm is to move out into the sea and put your anchor deep. So imagine if you were in the hurricane and the images we had from Louisiana on the news last week. Imagine if you were on a ship at that time. That hurricane would cause huge wind and waves, and that would endanger that ship and the people on it, causing maybe it to be damaged or sink or run aground or go on the rocks. So casting your anchor down deep, the anchor would dig into the seabed. It has those three prongs, and once it's lowered, it would keep the ship in place. Now, and it would stop it from being wrecked. The weight of that anchor would increase the drag through the water and act as a brake. So the weight and the very prongs of it would cause it to go down into the seabed, and it might move side to side, but it would act as a brake against all that wind and waves. The hope and promises we have in Jesus act just like this, an anchor for our mind, our will and our emotions, which is our soul. And in the storms we've been through this year, a year of pandemic, we have to put down our anchor and hold fast in the situation to the truth of who God is. And in the passage we just read in Hebrews, it said he's unchangeable and he is not a person, so that he does not lie. So we can know that all the promises that he has assured us of in the Bible, in the Word, all the things that Jesus has done are true. He's not a person to lie, and he remains unchangeable in his character towards us. And that is in the season of uncertainty that we've been through and also that we're coming into now. We can have that hope that to be certain in Jesus. So we still need to be keeping holding fast, our anchor holding fast. We need to hold our souls still in the storm that we are still in, even though it's changed, but there's still storms ahead, perhaps. So Jesus is like our brake, our anchor in all of this. And through it all, he is Lord, Lord of all. And we sing that song, don't we, that my anchor holds within the veil. And through it all, he is Lord of all. And I just want to encourage you and just challenge you that is your anchor holding within the veil, and is Jesus Lord, Lord of all to you? So the second thing I want to talk about anchors is that an anchor stops you from going off course in a storm, and how the winds, if you're in something like a hurricane, the winds can blow you in a direction that God doesn't want you to be in. So if you keep your anchor down deep, it keeps you in the right place. Jesus is our anchor, and he holds us not on the rocks, not grounded, but in the right place. So though you might feel battered in a storm or windswept, Jesus keeps you safe and in the right place. The anchor is the safe place. The Hebrew author here, he is talking to a group of people who are facing hardship and persecution because of their faith. Some of them are considering rejecting or abandoning Christ. And he urges them to focus on Jesus and the hope he brings. He urges us to focus on a God who doesn't and cannot lie. Look at the position that we are in Christ, and not on the storm around you. So COVID has brought lots of changing circumstances. Maybe your finances, your health, your marriage, your job, all sorts of things have been windswept in this time. The waves still rock up and down a bit, but in the storm of 2020, really the force of the wind should cause us to go down deeper. Just like I said in the point number one, that the naval captain would have sent out that ship to go down deep to keep it strong and keep it steady in the storm. So that's what we need to do, put our anchor down deeper into the seabed. The more the ship drags, the tighter the anchor hold becomes. So just to be encouraged that, you know, that's how it is with Jesus. The next point, number three, I wanted to say about was that an anchor stops you from losing headway. It stops you from losing the momentum. The storm may cause you to lose a bit of direction and not to get to your destination. But an experienced sailor would decide, right, there's a lot of headwind here. This may cause us to go backwards. I'm going to stop, hold fast, put down the anchor and just wait. So sometimes we've got to do that in the situations and the times we're in. We've got to think, we've got this far and we're not going to give up and we're not going to be driven back. The destination is ahead. So put down your anchor and just hold your position at this time. COVID-19 might have tried to blow you, us and the church off course. We'll go backwards or lose headway, but we just need to keep our anchor firm in him and just wait, because God can do more than we can imagine in a short, very short space of time. God is saying to you that you do have an anchor and Jesus has gone before you. He's the forerunner. He's our high priest. He gave his life for you and it's been a time to stop and hold fast your faith. So we still need to keep holding our position in Christ and not going backwards. And the fourth thing I wanted to say was sometimes you might need an anchor in a safe harbour. A ship needs an anchor even when it's calm. We went to Solva recently and there were boats there with their anchor down. So the sea, they were in the harbour, they were safe, there wasn't a storm, the sea was calm, but they still had the anchor down, and that's to prevent it being damaged by other ships, be crashing into the harbour wall, or just drifting. And there is a point sometimes where you think, oh, we're all okay now, we're in the harbour, everything's getting better, getting easier, and you can perhaps drift. And at that time, we need just to keep our anchor down, still attached to Jesus, keep our anchor firm. Because we don't want to drift after all of this. And sometimes when situations ease, it can be a case of we're fine, we don't need to rely on our anchor, but actually we still do. So that's four things I wanted to say about it. So how do you hold on to your anchor, Jesus? The anchor's really no good just loose on the ship, is it? If you look at an anchor, it has a huge, big, thick chain, which is firmly attached to the ship, which they have to let down. And that's the same with our faith. Jesus is the anchor within the veil, but it's our faith that keeps us attached. Our faith is the cable, the chain that keeps our soul attached to the anchor. And you need to just keep remembering that, really, that by spending time in prayer, in his presence, in the word, in the promises, and by trusting him as Father, that we keep attached. And that's so important. And just to encourage you to keep doing that. Jesus has really done it all on the cross. he has been the ultimate sacrifice. He's the high priest, and he's now, it says, seated at the right hand of the Father. So his position as our high priest means we don't need to worry or doubt, because our anchor is weighty, firm, and will hold. So if you throw your anchor down, you don't need to go in after it to check it will keep you safe, because it will. We just need to put our faith out and just trust him. On a ship, the ship holds onto the anchor, but conversely also the anchor holds onto the ship. So just if you can imagine and see that just as you remain attached to the anchor, also that God holds you and keeps you. He doesn't let you go or give up on you. He doesn't forsake you at any time. And he's much stronger to hold us than we are in holding him. So you can feel the tug of an anchor sometimes. And I'm just saying you can feel the tug of Jesus holding you. And just to keep that in your mind and keep sensitive to the tug of that anchor holding you. His presence really does hold you. In these next weeks, as we go back to school, or go back to university, jobs and church, just want to just encourage you to remember that Jesus is the anchor of your soul. He has gone before you. He is our high priest interceding. He made the ultimate sacrifice. He's perfect, holy, and in a position to be able to intercede for you. Our anchor can go down really deeper into him at this time. And actually, it goes up really to the heavens where he is. But it will hold us fast if we remain attached. And that's just really what I've been meditating on, and just wanted to felt like to encourage you this week to keep attached to your anchor. Here is my sunflowers, and I love sunflowers, and I'm just an encouragement that, you know, I was thinking about sunflowers and I heard someone preaching about them the other day, that they are heliotropic, which means that they face towards the sun all of the time. So if they're growing in your garden, they twist to the east if that's where the sun is rising, or to the west, and they're heliotropic, and they're so beautiful. But that's why they're called sunflowers, because of how they position themselves. And just like us, we need to just keep ourselves positioned in Jesus's face at the moment and keep encouraged in him. So have a great week, and God bless.